Ernie Harwell, and Josh, I'm going to talk about Ernie Harwell. You know, you're from Detroit. Hall of Fame baseball broadcaster, one of the best ever. The greatest guy. I love talking with him. He's in the class of course, Bill King, Russ Hodges, Mel Allen, and all the great broadcasters. But he was a writer. He did some ghost writing for the Sporting News way back when. Believe it or not, he was writing for the Atlanta, not writing, but broadcasting for the Atlanta Crackers. And the Dodgers made him their broadcaster, and they gave a player to the Atlanta Crackers. So Ernie actually came to the major leagues for a player. But beloved broadcaster for New York Giants as well. And he was a writer as well, songwriter from time to time. And he did this Ode to Baseball, which we play every year on July 4th. He's a Hall of Famer. Josh, Ernie Harwell, in your lifetime, do you remember him at all?
Ernie Harwell was one of my heroes growing up. I met him about 6 months before he died. It was one of the greatest moments of my life, one of the greatest men that I've ever met. He is an amazing, amazing man, and I have nothing but respect for Ernie Harwell, especially growing up in Detroit. You know, he was on the radar. He was traded from the Brooklyn Dodgers to the Detroit Tigers for a player. That's how well-respected he was as a broadcaster. They traded a player so Ernie Harwell could broadcast the Tigers baseball radio.
Beautiful.
That's amazing.
Man. Beautiful man. Beautiful man. So this is his, we do it every July 4th, and this is Ernie Harwell's Ode to Baseball.
Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Baseball has always captured the national spotlight on July the 4th. Baseball is interwoven with the summer in America and perhaps is most noticed during the July 4th doubleheaders, picnics, and then the eventual fireworks celebrations. Hall of Famer Ernie Harwell told it best when he composed his Ode to Baseball during the 50s. Sit back and enjoy the loving words of Ernie Harwell as he tells us what baseball means to us all on this July the 4th.
Well, thank you, Marty. I wrote this back in 1955, and the names of the villains and the heroes have changed since then, and a lot of other things have changed, but I really feel that the spirit of the game between the lines is pretty much the same as it was even back that far. And here's my definition of baseball. A baseball is a president tossing out the first ball of the season, and a pudgy schoolboy playing catch with his dad on the Mississippi farm. A tall, thin old man waving a scorecard from the corner of his dugout, that's baseball. And so is a big, fat guy with a bulbous nose running home one of his 714 home runs. There's a man in Mobile who remembers that Hannes Wagner hit a triple in Pittsburgh 46 years ago. That's baseball. And so is a scout reporting that a 16-year-old Sandlot pitcher in Cheyenne is a coming Walter Johnson. Baseball is a spirited race of man against man, reflex against reflex, a game of inches. Every skill is measured. Every heroic, every failing is seen and cheered or booed, and then becomes a statistic. In baseball, democracy shines its clearest. The only race that matters is the race of the bag. The creed is a rule book, and color merely something to distinguish one team's uniform from another. Baseball is a rookie. His experience no bigger than the lump in his throat as he begins fulfillment of his dream. And it's a veteran, too, a tired old man of 35, hoping that those aching muscles can pull him through another sweltering August and September. Nicknames are baseball. Names like Zeke and Pie and Kai Kai and Home Run and Cracker and Dizzy and Dazzy. Baseball is the clear, cool eyes of Rogers Hornby, the flashing spikes of a Ty Cobb and an overage pixie named Rabbit Moranville. Baseball, just a game as simple as a ball and bat and yet as complex as the American spirit it symbolizes. It's a sport, business, and sometimes almost even religion. Why, the fairy tale of Willie Mays making a brilliant World Series catch and then dashing off to play stickball in the streets with his teenage pals, that's baseball. And so is the husky voice of a doomed Lou Gehrig saying, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. Baseball is cigar smoke, hot roasted peanuts, Sporting News, Ladies Day, down in front. Take me out to the ball game, the seventh inning stretch, and the Star-Spangled Banner. Baseball is a man named Campanella telling the nation's business leaders, you have to be a man to be a big leaguer. But you have to have a lot of little boy in you, too. This is a game for America, this baseball, a game for boys and for men.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's one of the nicest things I've ever heard. How did it all come about?
It came about, Marty, because I was going out when I was in Baltimore one winter. I was going out to make a speech and began to think about baseball and what it had meant to me over the years. And I had an envelope. I just had a pencil and started writing down some stuff. And it sort of evolved from that.
Ernie Harwell was inducted into the Broadcasters Wing of the Hall of Fame in 1981, the fifth person honored with his profession's highest accolade, the Ford C. Frick Award. Harwell followed legendary baseball voices Mel Allen, Red Barber, Bob Elson, and Russ Hodges into Cooperstown. Ernie Harwell, an accomplished composer as well as a baseball commentator, retired from active broadcasting after the 2002 season. He was terrific. This is Marty Lurie. Enjoy baseball. Enjoy July the 4th. They go together. See you tomorrow at the park for more memories of the game.
Ernie Harwell, I love that piece. Josh, you like that? I know you're an Ernie Harwell fan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful.
He's a great man.
Yeah, Raph, good?
Yeah, Marty, you know, we lost Ernie such a long time ago, but it's always tradition for us to hear his voice on this day.
Yeah, it's so good. Who do I have on the talkback today, Josh? Do you know who's on the talkback with me?
Marty of the Hall of Famer, John Miller.
Oh, good. That's good. That's appropriate on July 4th. Maybe he'll mention something about Ernie Harwell if I bring it up.